Welcome to the Real Docs Podcast, hosted by Dr. Britt Lesher and Dr. Lisa Jung. Dr. Britt and Dr. Lisa are two licensed naturopathic doctors, passionate about all things health and wellness. They are on the mission to break down wellness trends, variety of conditions with a naturopathic and holistic lens. Tune in every Wednesdays for new episodes. This podcast does not act as medical advice and should not be used as a substitute for medical care. Please contact your healthcare professional for questions regarding your health.
Welcome back. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 7 of the Real Docs Podcast. We are your host, Dr. Lisa Jung.
And I'm Dr. Britt Lesher.
Woo! Awesome. Well, today we are going to talk about the, what is it called? Like
our testimony.
Like not a comeback story.
But a come up story.
Come up story of why we got into naturopathic medicine and basically our passion and love for this medicine.
I mean, we already know each other's story, so we're essentially just telling you.
This is just like a broken record at this point. I mean, we talked about this in episode 1 of the podcast, and Dr. Britt and I met at medical school. We were in the same class. We just became like BFFs after I found out she was a stalker. I'm just kidding. No, but we just like connected like instantly and all of that. But I feel like this goes like even beyond that of what was going on with us that, you know, basically embarked us on this journey. So why don't we start with you, Dr. Britt?
Oh, fun. Okay. Yeah. So how I got into naturopathic medicine. I was in my undergrad. I went to the University of Hawaii. I'm originally from Hawaii. I think I might have said that already. But I was at the University of Hawaii and I got a job working as a receptionist at a spa in downtown Honolulu. And it was my first real introduction into kind of alternative healthcare practices. They had massage therapists, they had estheticians, they had foot reflexology, they had Reiki, they had hot stone massage, they had sauna. There were so many things that spa had. I think it's closed now, though. It was called Laka Skincare and Spa. But that was my first real introduction into natural medicine. Previous to that, I've spoke about this before, but in my childhood, I grew up with lots of ailments. I think the big one being asthma. The other one being anxiety and allergies. And all of those three things, now that I look back on it, went hand in hand, right? Like whenever my allergies would kick up, my asthma would flare. Whenever I was anxious, it would allow me to spiral into an asthma attack, because it would just perpetuate the fear of not being able to breathe. And so when I was a kid, I think I was like probably fourth or fifth grade, my asthma was so severe that I actually entered into a study through Tripler Hospital, which is the main one of the main medical hospitals in Hawaii. And I did a study where I took regularly inhaled corticosteroids, I had to do a peak flow regularly. I had to record myself taking medications, document my symptoms, and like all of that stuff. And it really, I was like fourth or fifth grade. So I got a free computer out of which was
great.
Awesome. Really was helpful for my Neopets addiction.
Wait, did you have to give the laptop back or?
No, I got to keep it. I got to keep it. So that was like part of the study was like, you get to keep this computer. I mean, it wasn't a laptop. It was a desktop. This is in when I was fourth or fifth grade. So, and they allowed you to keep the computer. You just had to send them all of the data.
Wow.
And so it was part of a research. And honestly, through that study, I feel like I was able to get a hold on a lot of the daily symptoms. Now looking back on it, it was because I was on an inhaled corticosteroid, right? So I think that really helped me so I could play sports. And I like to say that I outgrew my asthma, but there were things that I started to do once I discovered natural medicine and natural healthcare that I think that allowed me to improve my anxiety, improve my allergies too. So essentially what happened was I was working at the spa. There were massage therapists there. There was a massage therapist who was also getting her degree to become an acupuncturist. And we were talking in the back room and she's like, there, you know, there's this really great doctor there who is a naturopathic doctor and she's also an acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. And I'm still going to school. I'm on the pre-med track, right? Okay. So a biology degree. And I was like, what? There, mm-hmm. What is this naturopathic doctor? Like, that sounds so interesting. And she was like, yeah, it's so cool. She does this, this, and this. And I was like, instantly, like, that's what I want to do. Like, that's what I want to, at least I wanted to check it out. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I looked up all of the naturopathic doctors in the Honolulu area. And at that time, there were probably about, this is back in 2012, 2013. So there was probably about like five or six people that I reached out to. Uh-huh. I ended up reaching out to one clinic and there were two naturopathic doctors there that were also acupuncturists. Mm. And I was like, can I just come and hang out and follow you? I'll stock your shelves. I'll answer your phones. Like, cause I was a receptionist. So right. I was like, I'll do anything. And so they allowed me to come and stay with them and follow them and watch what they do. And I was like, wow. Like, oh my God, I wish I had a doctor that was like this when I was a kid. Mm. Like, I wish that I knew about all of this right. when I was a kid struggling with all of that stuff, right? Even as an adult, like still struggling with asthma, not asthma, but allergies and anxiety. I was like, there's so much you can do. And they, you know, were really great mentors for me. So shout out to Dr. Lori Steelsmith and Dr. Kristen Coles, if you're watching this. Aww. I don't know if they'll be watching or listening, but they really did. They were my first introduction into naturopathic medicine. And they really were the ones that inspired me to become a naturopathic doctor because I just saw how caring they were and how integrative their approach was. And I saw the medicine work for right. so many patients. Cause obviously like your receptionist, ended up becoming their office manager, right. not office manager, but their operations manager, which is kind of like an office manager. And I worked for them for like 3 years before I went to medical school. Right. But you know, you talk to patients leaving the office and everyone was like singing praises, like, oh my God, everyone needs this medicine so much. Like, especially in Hawaii at that time, there wasn't a lot of insurance coverage. Right. Everyone's paying out of pocket for their visits and things like that. But it was like worth it for those people. Mm-hmm. And I worked for them until I got into medical school.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Now I'm here.
Good as a doctor. Origin story. That's what it was. I was like, come up.
So what's your origin story? Even though I already know this, but you're going to tell the people now.
This is again, a broken record. It's also on my website. It's everywhere, but I feel like, you know, websites and things like that, it's a little more pretty.
Yeah.
You know, it's more like tailored for more like professional and things like that. Not that I'm not professional, but I feel like it doesn't really get to the whole story. Right.
Right.
And for me, funny enough, I was doing my bachelor's degree in pharmaceutical sciences, complete opposite of, you know, when you talk about naturopathic medicine, right? So I was getting my degree and I got my degree to become a pharmacist. And I was basically on track to graduate. And I think it was like the winter of my like last year. Mm-hmm. Somehow, I still don't know to this day how I got it. I ended up getting viral meningitis. And at the same time, I wasn't too surprised because I've just had really weak immune system growing up. I just always got sick, you know, even just like playing around with like other kids or anything like that, just like instant, like I'm just like down. And I just didn't really know that I had the meningitis, you know, it just came on really suddenly and it just felt like a really bad flu. But in the back of my mind, the whole time, I just kind of knew something was off. I was like, you know, like I've had colds and flus like this, but like, it's not this.
Meningitis is severe.
Yeah. Like, people die. And I would say like bacterial is definitely more scary. Right. And a lot of people end up like dying from bacterial meningitis, but viral is a little more, I don't want to say easy, but like a little less risky, I feel like.
Less, like severe outcome.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. In terms of like prognosis and things like that. So I almost could have died.
Yeah.
But, you know, initially it just seemed like a bad cold. But what was really weird is that I had photosensitivity, so I couldn't, not photosensitivity. No, photophobia.
Yeah.
So I could barely open my eyes in terms of like even just like room that's like the lights are all turned off, but there's sunlight coming in. I couldn't open my eyes. I had like the worst headache I've ever felt in my entire life. I was like puking every night, and then I would pass out on the bathroom floor from like puking and just like being so tired. And this went on, it was like a winter break, and then it went on for like maybe 3 days, and I just like, I was just like, at that third day I was like, something is off. Like, this is not right. This is like beyond flu. So I ended up having my mom take me to the my school medical center. The doctor there was like, I think you have meningitis. I had no idea what it was. She sends me to the local ER. And then I wait, like, I think like 4 hours until I get admitted, because it was like New Year's Day or a couple days after New Year's Day. So there's a lot of car accidents and things like that. So finally get admitted. They do testing. They do the lumbar puncture on me. And they're like, yep, you have meningitis. So we're going to admit you and all of that. So everything at that point was just going really so well. Like, I was so thankful for everybody who was like taking care of me and everything. Even like the medical center doctor, like the school medical center doctor called the ER to talk to my ER doctor to be like, how is she and all of that. This is where things hit the fan. I get admitted. The doctor that I'm assigned to is just like, honestly, like the worst doctor I've ever had in my entire life. Just like really condescending, doesn't really explain what's going on or what's like coming next and whatever. It's just more of like, yeah, we're just doing more labs. And I'm just, it's just like, okay. Puts me on like a bunch of different medications, right? They put me on fluids, you know, because I was dehydrated. I was puking everywhere and everything. They also gave me antiemetic because I was so nauseous and also couldn't keep anything down. But they also, he also prescribed and put in the order for antibiotics. And me being kind of in the pharmaceutical sciences field, I was like, you don't do antibiotics for a viral thing, you know? And I asked him, like, based, like, barely, like, kind of, like, awake and, like, functioning, just like, why are we doing antibiotics? And he's just like, just in case. And I was just like, okay. For fun. Okay. Like, I guess they're just covering their butt, you know? And I'm, like, in the hospital for, like, probably like 2 nights, 3 days. And it was just like the worst thing ever, because also I can't remember if it was like the first day of being admitted or the second day. He saw on my intake that I was on birth control at the time. And he just automatically assumed like, oh, you're on birth control. That means you're sexually active. That means you have HIV. And I was like, no, no,
no,
no, I don't have that. And like, I was like a responsible like college student. I was getting my like, you know, STD testing and things like that. And like, I know for a darn fact, I did not have this virus, but he was just very gung-ho about like, no, you have HIV and HIV can cause viral meningitis. So we need to test you for HIV. And, you know, I was young. I was honestly, it kind of worked out that I was a little more like, you know, pushback on my fight. But I was just like, no, I'm not doing that test, because I was like, screw you, like, you're wrong, and like, I don't need to do this. Also, like, I don't need to pay for this test that I know is gonna come out negative, you know? So we end up like fighting, and he just like storms out of the room. Like a child. And so my mom and my sister go back home. You know, my dad's calling me from Korea, like, are you okay? And all of that. And at nighttime, like, I'm sleeping. And, you know, like in hospitals, like the nurses come in and take your blood sample like every few hours or whatever, right? And this one nurse comes in at night, and I have no idea what came over me to even ask that. I think I just like sensed something wrong. And I like woke up as she was kind of like, you know, touching my arm and things like that. I just asked her, I was like, what is this test for? And she was like, oh, it's for the HIV test the doctor ordered. And I just like immediately just covered my arm, and I was like, no, I said, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to do this test. Like, why are you going against, like, my consent?
Right.
But, you know, denial of a consent, if right. you will. And she was, like, trying to talk me into it. But I was just like, no, like, I'm just going to, like, if I really need to do it, like, by doctor's order or whatever, I'll rather just go somewhere to get it done instead of, like, you know, all this stuff. In hindsight, I should have kind of let him do it just mm-hmm. so he can be like, oh, it's negative.
Oh, you know? I see.
But yeah. That's just me being spiteful.
I wonder, too, if he, like, was suspicious because you were like, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know how some providers get like that? It's like when you deny something, it's like, no, I'm going to push yeah, for it.
Like, don't be suspicious.
Yeah, don't be suspicious.
But yeah, like I think I was just young and I just like pushed back, right? So wow. After all of that, literally on like two nights of, you know, being there, when I got out, he didn't even tell me anything about like side effects or like, you know, what might happen after this
being
whole.
Being on all of those medications. Yeah.
So I went home, the pounding headache came back. Mm. I was nauseous. I was throwing up. So I just thought, oh my God, it's here. And then I went to the ER. They gave me pain medications. And I think I did that like a couple times until like the last ER visit I went. The doctor there was like, you do know this is just like a, you know, post-infectious symptoms. Like you don't have it. It's more of like you just have the symptoms lingering, but mm-hmm. they'll go away in a few days.
Oh,
and I was like, why the heck didn't anybody tell me this?
Yeah.
And they were also giving me like morphine and things like that for my pain mm-hmm. meds. And I was just like, I could have just done better with like Tylenol,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So after all this whole ordeal, I just like got into this like identity crisis, I suppose, of like, I don't really want to go into pharmacy knowing all of these medications are being dispensed and causing all these side effects to people, mm-hmm. right? And the general thing that happens in medicine is that if you get put on one medication and then you have a side effect, you get prescribed another medication to right. hide that side effect, and then it's like this vicious circle.
Right.
And I was just like, I don't know if I can like live with myself like doing a job that's basically dispensing yeah. and you know, feeding into that, right?
Yeah.
And so I was just going through, you know, existential crisis, and I remembered one of my college elective was a intro to complementary and alternative medicine. And it was mm-hmm. a really cool, like, public health elective for some mm-hmm. reason. But we learned about, you know, acupuncture, Reiki, shamanism. We didn't learn how yeah. to be a shaman, but, like, you know, about shamanism.
About the different kinds of medicine.
Yeah, different yeah. kinds of massage therapy. And one of them was actually naturopathic medicine. And we had a guest speaker, like a local naturopathic doctor who came mm-hmm. in and talked about all of that. And so I just kind of like remembered her, and I was like, you know what? Like, I kind of want to go through that because, you know, even before all of this, like I grew up in Korea, they're very big on like herbs, natural, you know, remedies, food, and like acupuncture was really big mm-hmm. also there. So I was just like, I feel like this is just something that's like calling to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like reached out to her because I had her contact mm-hmm. and then I just like wrote this email, just like heartfelt email of like, I don't know what I want to do.
Everything when, I've been
like,
through.
I'm like graduating yeah. and I don't know. Like, I don't want to go here. Right. Like, and I just like asked her, I was like, do you love like what you do and like everything? And then I think like a few days later, she just like sent me like the most like heartwarming aww. Like essay of an email, just saying like how much she like, you know, resonates with that because she was in the same field
yeah.
or same like, you know, rut when she was a college student, and you know, how much she loves her job, how much she loves her patients and everything in between. And she, you know, she kind of like finished it with like, I don't regret making this decision. And I was just like, fudge, like I yeah. think this is me, like I think like I need to do this.
Yeah.
So started looking up schools. I think I applied to I was gonna apply to more, but mm-hmm. I just knew like when I saw Bastier's mm-hmm. you know, website and everything, and also going there for my interview, I was just like, this is where I want to go.
It's like Hogwarts.
It is Hogwarts, yeah. Except the back of the building kind of looks like prison sometimes.
Yeah, there's certain things where it's like you go to the school we went to is Bastyr University in Kenmore, Washington. And it is, you know, located on a state park in the middle of the forest. It's like this, I think it was like a renovated, like used to be like chapel or
like a seminary.
Yeah, seminary. Something. And it just gives you so much of that, like it just looks like somewhere you want to be if you're learning natural medicine, yeah, honestly. Yeah.
You're just surrounded by trees and like nature, and you can like go on a path and like you'll get down to the lake,
right?
Lake Washington, and it's just like the most beautiful place.
It really was the best place to learn natural medicine. I feel like I'm glad that both of our journeys led us to going to Bastyr and making each other show up on that. It was the day before orientation to go get our pictures taken, because there wasn't a lot of people in the school at that time.
Yeah. And like I'm sure you like probably it was the fate. Same thought.
Yes, I'm just going to say it.
Yes, it was fate. And I also didn't want to deal with crowd. I was just like, I don't want to be in a crowd. But yeah, that's basically how I went into naturopathic medicine. You know what's really crazy, though, is that our third year of medical school, I actually ended up preceptoring with the doctor I reached out to. And she is amazing.
I did the same thing with my doctors. Yeah.
So shout out to these doctors.
Yeah, I think it's important. And one thing that I do see the both of us do is a lot of times, like, I've had people ask me about my career choice and, you know, like, ask about the nitty-gritties of going to naturopathic medical school. And I always hear that from people is that, like, naturopathic doctors truly love what they do and feel like they have a good purpose, because we're really teaching people about the foundations of health. And, you know, we do get trained in pharmaceutical science, and so we are able to prescribe medications. And I do think, like, we both agree that, like, there are medications that are life-saving, and there are medications that, like, thank goodness we have them,
right?
Because they definitely help to cure a lot of things that we need, like infections, right? I think that a lot of health conditions, though, maybe don't require them and are often given out without that cure mentality, right?
Right.
And so I think that's important too, because a lot of times people will look at naturopathic doctors and automatically assume, like, I'm anti-medication, anti-vaccination, anti-everything Western medicine, or anti-anything that a conventional provider would recommend. And that's really not true. I think that there's a time and a place, and oftentimes the time and place for natural medicine is more of the time.
Right.
Because that we're beings of nature.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And thank goodness we have those man-made things to help us, but we don't always need them 100% of the time.
Right. And I think that's so beautifully said too, in that, you know, I think it's also patient preference too, in terms of, like, if they want more of the natural alternative, then sure. If they're more like, yeah, like, I want kind of like best of both worlds, then sure, we can actually do that too. And, you know, like, even to this day, like, even going into naturopathic medicine, I still use a lot of, like, my pharmaceutical sciences background too. And it's like, it's just like having all that knowledge and talking with your patients and putting it all out on the table. And then you just make sure decisions.
Yeah. The decisions that are going to work best for each individual.
Yes. Foundations of health. Anyways, what is your favorite thing about naturopathic medicine?
My favorite thing about naturopathic medicine is the relationships that we can build with our patients, because of kind of the structure of how our medicine works, right? And I feel like because we talk about a lot of those foundational pieces and we're taught to really inquire with our patients about those things, we really get to learn and understand our patients and ask those questions that just create a certain level of trust and closeness, that have allowed me to really build a very good therapeutic relationship with my patients. And I don't think that if I were a provider in another setting that I would be able to do it as much as I do now as a naturopathic doctor. And I think that a lot of times, like, a lot of providers, even in the conventional healthcare setting. Like, I do have family and friends who are in that work in that field. And they say it too, that like want and need for like, I want to be able to do more for my patients. I want to be able to spend more time with my patients and build that connection, but it just doesn't allow for it.
Right.
One other thing that's my favorite thing about natural medicine is
everything.
I think about this a lot, that we humans are derived from nature, mm-hmm. right? Like all of our, everything that we, that make up the human was here before all of this, right? Before all of the man-made things, right? And, you know, in the future, we will actually talk about like medications that once were just herbs, right? And like, that were then synthesized to work the way that they work now. But like, nature teaches us a lot about what we need. And that's kind of partly why we call us the real docs, right? Because it's like the real doctors, the real things that are helpful for healing and for bringing us back to that state of like equilibrium, right? Is the things that are found in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always thought it was cool, like in my studies, especially in my studies in college, was that, you know, you always talk about some of the herbs, some of the medications that came from these herbs. So like one thing that we would always talk about is like the yew tree, like Y-E-W tree. I was like, yew tree. Yew tree is that the Taxol is from that tree, and that basically kind of like prompted the medication for cancer treatment.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, that's really cool. Like, my gosh, like what else have we taken from nature and like synthesized in lab?
Like, we always talk about this, like the white willow bark and like salicylic acid, right? And the salicylates. the things that are used for like pain relief and you know, anti-inflammatories and things like that, so I feel like there are so many things that we mean well as humans to like take some of these things and change it to help us better, but I think that is like the true beauty of naturopathic medicine, is it's medicine from nature, right? As much as possible, right? Which like helps us to survive, right?
Yes.
So that's it for our origin stories of how Dr. Lisa and I became naturopathic doctors. If you have any questions about naturopathic medicine, or if you're even interested in what going to naturopathic medical school would look like, some resources that we used, we'll share in the information section, like the websites that you can go to inquire about like the types of schools that they have out there and career paths and things like that.
Yes. We also have our old YouTube channel when we were students. I think we mentioned this like way back when. Called It's Grind Times. We will also be linking it down below if you want to be entertained of our younger selves talking about school, relationships, and just
it was eating lots of good food. Yeah, I was going to say it was a mukbang.
It was a great mukbang. You know, we'll be obviously talking about more of those topics as well, because all of those really make up of a wellness of a person, right? Emotional, spiritual, mental wellness, and all of that. But yeah, if you want to just look at us as a little baby docs,
baby docs for sure.
Watch our It's Grind Times channel. Other than that, thanks for tuning in. As always,
be real and stay well. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Real Docs Podcast. Don't forget to like and share this episode and follow us on our social media pages. Tune in every Wednesday for more episodes.